Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
So word on the street is we were going to delete our account with 39,000 followers on Instagram. And then we decided not to delete our account because truly, you guys changed our minds. It wasn't because it had nothing to do with us. We had already made our minds up. If you want to hear more about that saga, you need to go back one episode.
Yep.
But now we want to talk about what were our original plans of what we were going to put on said new account. And what does that mean now that we're not deleting?
The long and short of it is it basically means you don't have to go following the new account and we're going to share the content we had planned for the new account on our existing account. So you don't have to do anything other than pay attention, which is super great. But last episode, if you listened to that one, you heard me kind of talk about how I had been brainstorming with Abby and a couple of our friends about what is the content that people want to hear about and what worked for us in the beginning. That felt fun, like not just like pulling on old stuff to do that, but what was fun about when we first started and when we were first engaging with you all and all of that stuff. And the thing that was really common is us sharing, us being maybe one step ahead and then turning around and talking about it and sharing it mm-hmm. and us figuring out a problem and turning around and talking about it. Mm-hmm. And I miss doing that. And I think that now as we're in year four of business and literally things just look different, it's a little bit harder to kind of find those opportunities that are relatable to the majority, right? Because for so long, and our business serves creatives who want to go full-time, right? And so now that we are full-time and we're in year four of full-time, it's just a different reality of our day-to-day versus your day-to-day. But what can we pull from what we know, what we're learning, what we're going through mm-hmm. that can help you now and can set you up for success in the future?
Well, before I tell you what I think was happening, I would love for you to genuinely come tell me what you think.
Yes.
And don't be afraid about offending me. Don't be worried about what I'm going to think or Emily's going to think. Truly, I would love to know, before we had this conversation, what was going on in your head with what you thought was happening inside of our business? And the reason I want to know is because I don't necessarily think your perception or the majority perception is necessarily an accurate picture of what's happening. And I mean, maybe I'm assuming all the wrong things. Maybe you think we're broken irrelevant. You can go DM us on Instagram and tell us what your perception was. Like, pause this, go tell me, and then come back and listen to this. Because genuinely, I do want to know what you were thinking. Because here's at least what I think you were thinking. I think there's this perception that we are fairly far along in our business and that we're not necessarily as relatable as we used to be, that we're not necessarily connecting with you in the same way because our business is larger and we have a team and we're selling courses. And that's not even necessarily what you want to do. You just want to make enough money that you can quit your job. And Emily and I truly want to be more relatable. Not that we're trying to like twist a painted picture that's not true. I think we're a lot more alike than you realize. So we want to just let you in on what some of the realities are of growing a business.
Well, and I think honestly, like at least how I think about this is whether people think that or not, it's not that it's irrelevant, but we clearly have seen, because I can think of two very clear examples of when we were just like, here's the shit, here's what's going on recently that went really well for us. And one of the times is when just last week when we started talking about shutting down our Instagram and why, and people were like, oh, wait, let me give my opinion. That's a controversial topic. But there's a podcast episode that we did a couple months ago. I need to go find what number it was. But I still get messages, mostly on my personal Instagram account, from listeners who are thanking me for my honesty and transparency in that episode. And it's all about, I at least shared my version of needing childcare and working at home, wanting to pay for that, even though I work from home, and kind of how that part of parenting and business ownership made me feel as a human being. And I got so many positive responses from you of people who were like, oh my God, like, thank you for saying what was on my mind, or this is how I feel and I didn't know how to put it into words. I got literally a DM this morning about it, and it's an old episode. Mm-hmm. And so it's stuff like that where we literally are just able to share, here's the reality. Here's what's going on. Here's what's in my thought process. Here's what I'm battling with. Here's what I think about. And that's going to resonate with certain people. And it's going to resonate enough for you guys to say something.
For sure. Because you want to know our reality, I'll tell you straight up. I think there's this perception that our business is much larger. Emily and I have made 1.2 million or sold 1.2 million in courses, but that is nowhere near what we've actually brought in or brought home. We're not $1 million a year company at this point, even though we are striving and working to grow to that point. We haven't hit seven figures. At some months, we barely break even. Some months, we lose money. We've overhired. We've let people go. We've had uncomfortable conversations with our team. We've run ads that don't work, like at all.
At all. Zero.
We've had launches that have lost money. And at some points in our business, we have seen losses when we want profit. And I think part of the problem is as we have grown, we have been pretty hyper-focused on the main number, the sales number, the main income line, right?
And you've heard us talk about this, guys, where we've come on this podcast and said, our goal is to be $1 million business. What we didn't follow that up with, what we're realizing now is more important than those goals or even achieving that goal. At what cost, literal cost, are you willing to pay to be that kind of business?
I will tell you right now, and I'm not going to name names because I don't simply know, because a lot of these people aren't necessarily being transparent. There are people who are saying they're running million-dollar companies, and they very well might bring in over $1 million a year, but some of them are not making money. They are still not making money. And you're like, what does that mean? It means that they are paying enough for other people, other things, other services, ads to essentially artificially inflate their income. That's not necessarily their goal.
Right. But a lot of people are doing that honestly without even realizing that that's what they're doing.
They're not. I wouldn't say these people are malicious and trying to lie to you.
No,
They're trying to figure out how to get to $1 million and they're willing to sacrifice these things. And then at the end of the day, they're like, wait,
where's all that money?
I have nothing left.
Yes.
And I think what's been interesting, and I mean, Emily and I are willing to share with you that our expertise is not to get you from $500,000 to $1 million, because we're still figuring that out. I can get you to $100,000 blindfolded.
1,000%.
I can get you to the point where you can comfortably quit your job, no problem.
Yep.
I am fully equipped to get you to multiple six figures.
Yep.
But there comes a point where we're still in the midst of it and we haven't figured it out and we haven't had all the right lessons to get us to where we want to go, where I feel comfortable teaching those kind of people. Because have we been approached about doing like a high-end mastermind with people? Absolutely.
You should see my face right now.
I have said no.
Yeah.
Because not that I feel like an imposter by any means, but I just don't feel like I have the knowledge to responsibly help those people at this point. But if you're starting out and you're trying to grow a profitable business so that you can be home full time,
we got you.
Girl, you're in the right place.
We got you on that. I can do it blindfolded. I can do it all day long. I know it like the back of my hand. That being said, I think it took me, and this is just like a personal feeling and revelation, basically, it took me a long time to let go of wanting that business again versus the one that we have. Because the stress, not that it's bad stress, it is just different stress. Because I'm not saying any business is any less stressful or more stressful than the other. Y'all got lives and businesses and whatever. But the different level of stress and thoughts that happen when you're trying to scale bigger because you're typically responsible for a team and paying them and helping their business grow or their lives flourish. You're responsible then for that many more students and audience members because that's how numbers work. And it gets overwhelming. I was talking about this with someone the other day. As you get more experienced in business or in anything, it doesn't even have to be business related. I feel like you get safer. And the more knowledgeable you are about what you could lose, what you could gain, you make less risky choices. And this is an actual thing. Like it's an actual study that's like, yes, on trend, the more successful, specifically in businesses, the more money it makes, the safer the owners of that company are in their decision making. And that is where we are. And sometimes that works to our advantage. And sometimes it doesn't. You don't know whether it is or isn't until the decision has been made. And the effects have kind of trickled down. But I remember that feeling of being in my first year or three of business and just kind of being the person that's like, what the fuck could happen? I'll just try it and see. And it was fun and it was free. And I'm like kind of having that feeling again with my side hustle. And it's awesome. It's just not the same thing that we have here.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Well, and I have friends who are in different life circumstances, and so their ability to take more risk in their business is much higher.
Right.
They don't necessarily own a home, or maybe they're a new homeowner. They don't have kids. They're just like level of stability. It doesn't have to be as high because it's just they're at a different point in their life. It has nothing to do with age. It has everything to do with
And here's what's funny about that conversation. You and I are at completely different stability levels in life. Even though we're the same age, the examples you just gave of don't have kids and maybe a new homeowner, like your mortgage is insanely stupid cheap compared to mine and literally anyone else's. And so I think when you look at a partnership of people who need two completely different things out of a business, that's a huge factor into the decisions that we make.
Oh, for sure. I think you can be more or less stable for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it has to do with how much you know you have to pay for things because of expenses or whatever and life.
Life.
But then also there's a level of stability that comes from savings that you are willing to take risks bigger or smaller because mm-hmm. of your backup mm-hmm. plan. And we have friends, their backup plan may not be nearly as big as my backup plan, but because of their social situation right now, right. they're still willing to take bigger risks. Or maybe they're less risk averse than I am as well. And because of that, we have people, and I'll admit out loud, who have leapfrogged right. our business.
Right.
They were smaller and now they're bigger. Solely from a financial standpoint,
yeah.
not necessarily followers or whatever. I'll admit, it's really hard to watch.
Yeah.
Because I want it so bad. Mm-hmm. I am ready for it, here for it, whatever. But there has been this level of frustration is not the word at all. It is just different because there's two of us. Not only do I worry about myself, but every decision I make, I worry about Emily and vice versa. Mm-hmm. When it comes to paying for the business to mm-hmm. operate or pulling out an income to live on, it's just more expensive to have two people in the front than it is to have, say, Emily was the CEO and I was a contractor doing XYZ for her. Obviously she would pay me less, I would assume, right? But because we co-own the business, we co-founded the business, we're 50-50 partners, mm-hmm. we take the same out of the business. And so I'll be totally frank with you. Some months this year, we've had a loss as much as 30%. Mm-hmm. And some months we've had a margin as high as 19%. And that has led to a very unstable year.
Yeah.
And probably one of our hardest in business
yep.
so far.
Yep. Well, and I think what's frustrating for me is in business, you have seasons of growth and seasons of maintenance, right? And we naively maybe thought at the beginning, right, we're in seasons of growth, and then we maintained at 200,000 to 300,000, and then we decided to grow, and then we maintained at that, and then we decided to grow, and I feel like we have not left that growing pain season in a really long time. Mm-hmm. And that, it's tiring on your brain.
Yeah.
On your literal energy levels. Mm-hmm. Everything.
So we want to take you along for this process because I think so often there's this misconception of how much money people are making and how much things cost and everything that goes into that. And in the beginning, we shared a lot of our income reports. And as we've grown, that's not necessarily something we've been able to do from a privacy standpoint and a risk standpoint.
Right.
I mean, y'all can figure out where I live pretty easily. So let's not share intimate financial details.
Truthfully, a lot of that is because of affiliates and sponsorships that privately we cannot disclose.
Yeah.
And so there came a point in our business where it's if we can't share that part, then this doesn't really make sense. But what that means is we are trying to come up with a new way, and I think that we did, to share something with you because I do want you in on this. I, more than anything, need your guys' support, emotionally, to get through this growing pain season, right? And figuring this out because mm-hmm. it isn't something you just okay, this is what I want to do and I want to grow to there. And now I'm at that level. Great. Let's move on. Mm-hmm. That just is not what happens.
Yeah. So if you listened to the last episode, had thought we were going to start a new Instagram account. And on this account, we were going to document everything. We were going to share behind the scenes of everything and bring you along that journey. But since we're not deleting it, instead of having a new account name, we are still going to do the social experiment, but instead it's going to have a hashtag and we are going to bring you along with the process. Here's the plan. This social experiment for right now is planned from now until the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. 2019.
The goal is to get us to this goal by the end of 2019 so that we can go into 2020 ready for growth. Okay.
Ready for maintenance.
Ready for stability. Truly, this year has been all over the place. And so our goal is to increase our profit margins. We can talk all we want about sales and the income, but honestly, it's irrelevant. If there's no profit left over at the end of the day, you can't see growth in your business.
No, none.
And
I would rather make less as a company and more profit.
Right.
So that's what we're going for.
Yeah. So our goal by the end of the year is to get to a 30% profit margin month over month. Now, keep in mind, the highest we've gotten so far this year is 19%. So this is going to stretch us. This is going to be hard.
Q4 is notoriously our most profitable quarter of the years. So we're leaning into that. But yeah, it's still going to be a stretch.
But we're excited to take you along the journey. And so we're going to call it the hashtag Profit Boss Challenge. It's our challenge, but we want to include you in the journey. So if you have a desire to make more profit in your business or focus more on profit in your business rather than strive so heavily for these sales numbers, then we want you to be a part of it. We want you to use the hashtag to share your own kind of revelations and journey.
I think we'll have more guided stuff for you to share as we figure this out too. This is still new for us.
Yeah.
We are going to create a new version of our income reports. I don't necessarily know what that's going to look like yet, but I would expect our first one to be shared in September, maybe at the end. So be on the lookout for that. Maybe we'll have that as a download for you guys if it's something that we think that you guys can also utilize. We use similar forms in our program Goal Crusher Club, but we'll figure that out. We'll let you guys know.
We're obviously still working out the kinks, but
yeah,
we want you to be in on it because I think so often, at least on Instagram, I have found this level of frustration where you see people share only their success.
Yeah.
Or only the pretty version. And if you really knew what was going on in their life or their business, number one, you're way more alike than you realize.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, their life's probably a lot more messy than they're letting on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not planning to show up every day with makeup on and be all prissy and beautiful.
As long as those freaking filters don't disappear again.
Okay, for real though, they were gone yesterday and I was like, I literally can't. I can't. I called Emily. I was like, we're just not doing stories ever again. Please don't come back. Oh, and that's a personal issue. I realized.
That's a personal issue.
But I'm going to show up as...
Y'all don't want to see my acne scars. Trust me.
We're going to show up as we are and take you along our journey. We're going to cue you in on big decisions we're making in our business as we're making them.
Yeah. Yeah. And if there's any way, literally, we could be more transparent in a way that would be helpful for you, please ask. There are some things where I'm like, oh, I didn't even know you would want to know that. Of course I will share. Sometimes we just forget or don't realize what would be helpful. So seriously, no question is off limits. If you guys have been around for more than 2 seconds, I hope that you know that we've always been an open book. And sometimes we've struggled to figure out how to make the information that you want to know helpful for you and not like hold you back in any way.
Yeah.
But we're figuring that out now. So
right.
Ask us all the questions.
Yeah. And I think the goal is for this to be helpful for anyone at any stage of business. While I still know that our like mojo is between for people who are just starting out up to like 250, 300,000, like that is where we shine. If you're bigger than that, but you still have a desire to increase your profit, I still encourage you to pay attention.
Yeah.
Because we are going to walk you through all of it. We have already, so far this year, done a lot to increase our margins. And I'm happy to kind of share a few things before we go. One, we had to have a big, long, hard look at our team and know how much things cost and what we couldn't afford. And at some point brought on people that we were like preparing for growth and then growth didn't necessarily follow. And so we had to backtrack. We also looked at some things that I think you'll find interesting down the road. I don't necessarily want to get into the weeds too much, but I think there's just so much to be learned from this process, especially when it comes to cutting expenses. Like we've taken a good long, hard look at our profit and loss statement and taken things away or added things back in as it made sense for our business. But we will be sharing those details and walking you through what this might look like for you as we go.
Yeah. Well, because I also want to share that the thing that's new is, A, we're bringing guests back to the show. So if you're tired of hearing our voices all the damn time, it's coming soon. We have our first interview in a long time today. So I'm super excited. But we are talking with these guests about profit, and we're having them share strategies that can either help you look at profit in a new way, calculate profit, increase your profit, really become intimate with your numbers in a way that's fun and not scary. Or they're going to be sharing behind the scenes about their own lessons and their own business regarding profit and revenue, et cetera. And so I'm really excited to kind of have this conversation. Again, this is a little bit of a challenge, a little bit of experiment that we're doing for this year. So I'm not saying this is permanent and forever, but I just wanted to really let you guys in on a lot of stuff. And so seriously, if you have any questions or topics that you want us to cover related to profit, growth, losing money, anything like that, we are happy to share and break it down. We have ideas on stuff that we're going to cover. Like we're going to break down a lot more of what Abby started talking about teams and what can we afford and what can we not afford. I want to talk about what does it mean financially to have an employee versus a contractor? So many things that we've learned this year. So all that's coming in future conversations. But if you have other stuff that you want us to dive into, go over to Instagram at Boss Project, tag us, use the hashtag Profit Boss Challenge. Share with us like when you're crunching your numbers for the month or when you learn something new about your own business. I want to hear it. So go do that.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.